vị đang nghe SBS tiếng Việt.
So the Department of Education asked the University of Melbourne to develop the survey. However, they only consulted with the previous principal, so the information they have is very tainted and incorrect. For example, the questions in the survey are aimed at asking parents to choose another language for bilingual education, Italian or Japanese. And this is based on the principal, the previous principal, not being able to recruit Vietnamese teachers. And because of the problems that the principals created in the last 2 or 3 years, we know that the school has a bad reputation for many Vietnamese teachers and in the community. So it's not surprising that Vietnamese teachers are not applying to work at the school.
Anh có thể giải thích rõ hơn tại sao anh nói là ông hiệu trưởng đã làm hủy hoại cái danh tiếng của nhà trường, cho nên là nhiều thầy cô dạy tiếng Việt không có muốn nộp đơn để mà làm việc cho trường.
So, for example, last year, 2018, because the program was run so poorly and the Vietnamese teachers were not supported, but in fact, they were undermined. So not only he wasn't supporting them, but he was making their jobs really difficult. So 4 out of 7 Vietnamese teachers left the school. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want to work under his leadership anymore. So that was a significant loss. And because the teaching community is aware of this program, everyone doesn't want to go near the school. Because, you know, if you see that 4 staff are leaving, then that sends a message that it's not the school that teachers want to stay at.
Thế thì hiện nay chương trình song ngữ Anh Việt còn được duy trì tại trường không thưa anh?
Yeah, the bilingual program is still at the school and it's still in Vietnamese for next year. But because the survey is asking parents and the community to choose between Italian and Japanese, the bilingual program might stay, but the Vietnamese language, but bilingual program may not stay. So that's the danger here, because there are efforts to change it to Italian or Japanese, but those efforts, because it's based on bad information, it's based on false information, and because the survey was conducted without consulting the school council first, so they didn't attempt to consult the school to get correct information, there's a danger of losing the Vietnamese program for Italian or Japanese. And many at the school, including myself, we think the Vietnamese program is more suited to the school because of the relationship to the area, like Footscray. Footscray is really important in terms of the Vietnamese community in Victoria. And I would dare say Australia as well, because the Vietnamese Cultural Museum will be built in Footscray, and that has significant state and federal funding. And it's the first of its kind anywhere in the world. So the relationship for the bilingual program to the area, Footscray, is really important for cultural and historical reasons, as well as being really good for students.
Thấy cái ý kiến của phụ huynh về cuộc thăm dò này là như thế nào? Phụ huynh có nhiều hy vọng là chương trình sẽ được duy trì hay không? Và khi nói đến phụ huynh thì tôi cũng xin được hỏi là nhà trường gửi thư là gửi thư cho mọi phụ huynh hay là chỉ gửi thư cho những phụ huynh có con em đang học chương trình bilingual này thưa anh?
Cái survey đó was addressed to everyone at the school.
Tức là mọi phụ huynh.
Yeah, so many students and families, Vietnamese and non-Vietnamese, were very unhappy with the survey because they felt that the school has a particular identity that's related to the Vietnamese community. They also value the identity of Footscray, so the area that the school is in. So many of them feel that Italian and Japanese is not relevant for the school because it doesn't have a relationship in the same way to the school as Vietnamese does. So, and also many, including the Vietnamese community broadly, who advocated and campaigned to save the program, feel that because they weren't consulted, that it's they're being treated very badly and disrespectfully. Because if it wasn't for the community to save the program, there wouldn't be a program at all to choose another language to. So there's many reasons why parents and the community is upset about the survey.
Anh có nói là phụ huynh không có được đối xử, không được nhà trường đối xử một cách thích hợp. Anh có thể cho biết một vài thí dụ cụ thể không?
Yeah. If we go back to 2016, when the principal cancelled the program, the community was really upset because he didn't consult the community. So there was already a history of, you know, decisions being made about the direction of the school and the direction of the bilingual program without talking to the community about it.
Mm.
And this survey is another example of that. And that's why many people are really upset, because it's, you know, people who are making decisions, whether it's from the department or people who are hired by the department, making these types of decisions, they're not learning from the mistakes of past years. And so, because what everyone agreed with, whether they supported the bilingual program or not, what everyone agreed with in 2016 is that the school should have talked to the community first. And this survey is another example of the school or the department not taking into consideration the community first. And this represents why, or I think this represents how much value the bilingual program has, you know, to the community. It's a really important identity of the school and thus the community.
Như vậy thì có vẻ như là phụ huynh không có nhiều hy vọng là chương trình sẽ được duy trì.
There's still very strong support for the program, but many parents are very concerned so that the direction of the program is not, or those who are making decisions about the direction of the program are not considering the community's wishes.
Mm.
So they're concerned that the same mistakes will be made again. So many parents are now looking at ways to support the Vietnamese bilingual program, because we feel like we saved the bilingual program, but now there's a danger of losing the Vietnamese language, which is really important for the community because of its location to the Footscray and the area.
À, anh có nói có một số các cái trường chung quanh đó dạy tiếng Ý và tiếng Nhật, và chúng ta thấy là tại vì Footscray Primary School là một trường tiểu học. Cho nên nếu các em ở tiểu học mà học tiếng Việt, rồi lên trung học mà em không có một cái trường trung học nào có tiếng Việt để các em theo, thì làm sao các em có thể cuối năm, nếu các em muốn chọn tiếng Việt là một trong những môn thi tốt nghiệp trung học đó, thì làm sao các em có trường nào dạy tiếng Việt để mà các em theo?
Yeah, so we are working with the high schools in Footscray to have a third language option, which is Vietnamese, because it doesn't make sense to have a bilingual primary school and then have Italian or Japanese. So we are working with the high schools for 2021 to have Vietnamese as another language option.
Mm.
But also, what's also important is that bilingual education, the benefits means that the student who learns bilingual in primary school have the capacity to learn in other languages as they grow older. So they can pick up other languages. So the benefits of bilingual education is still there, even if they learn in Japanese or in Italian or in Vietnamese. So the benefits is still there because the development has prepared them for bilingual education or for language education. So even if it's Vietnamese and they have less opportunities to study Vietnamese later on, having a Vietnamese in the primary level is still useful and really important. But in this instance for Footscray Primary, it also teaches young students the value of knowing your community, knowing the history of your area, knowing the culture of where you live. So school is not just about, you know, good NAPLAN results. School is also about understanding your community, understanding your culture, and understanding your history. So it's like that old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, you go to school, you learn maths and you learn science, but that's not the only thing you learn. You learn how to be a person, and you learn how to live with your community. So if your community has a rich history in multiculturalism, has a rich Vietnamese history, you know, if the shops nearby are Vietnamese, if the businesses nearby are Vietnamese, and there's a Vietnamese cultural museum down the road from your school, then it's richer if you have a bilingual program that is also in Vietnamese.
Có một cái trường bây giờ, theo như tôi biết thì nó là trường trung học đó, đang chưa biết sẽ dạy LOT, tức là cái language other than English, là cái ngôn ngữ nào. Những cái trường trung học khác quanh đó thì đã có tiếng Nhật và tiếng Ý rồi, nhưng mà có một trường trung học là chưa biết chọn ngôn ngữ nào, có phải không ạ? Và trường đó là trường gì ạ?
Cái Footscray Primary là there's been a new state government initiative called the Footscray Learning Precinct. So that Footscray Learning Precinct involves building a new high school. But within the precinct is two primary schools, Footscray Primary and Footscray City Primary.
Mm.
So Footscray City Primary has Japanese as LOT.
Mm.
And Footscray Primary has Vietnamese as bilingual.
Mm.
And so in that precinct is two primary schools, but also two high schools, which is Footscray City High School and Gilmore Girls High School. So Gilmore Girls offers Italian and Footscray City offers Japanese. So that's why the two high schools currently offer Japanese and Italian. And so that's why the new high school that they're building for the precinct is combining the two existing high schools, Footscray City and Gilmore Girls, into one high school. And that high school will have capacity for more students, and it will offer Italian or Japanese as LOT. So that's the history of why the new high school offers Italian and LOT. But also in the planning phase, because the previous principal, Philip Fox, wanted to get rid of Vietnamese bilingual, he didn't advocate for a Vietnamese LOT option in high school, for the new high school. He didn't, like many people that were planning for the learning precinct didn't know that Footscray had a Vietnamese bilingual program.
Mm.
And that's because the previous principal, Philip Fox, didn't want to support it. He wanted to end the program. So, yeah, he wasn't a big supporter of the Vietnamese program. So you can just then understand that he wouldn't be saying to the learning precinct, you should have Vietnamese for high school because we have a Vietnamese bilingual program, because he was at the time trying to stop it.
Mm.
So yeah, so now we are in a way trying to fix that problem by asking the learning precinct, the new high school, for 2021 to offer Vietnamese, because it's too late to offer it for 2020.
Mm.
But it's possible to have another language, such as Vietnamese, for 2021. So that's where we're hoping we can advocate for the high school to offer Vietnamese. So then children who studied Vietnamese in primary school can choose between the free languages, if it's still free. But they would hopefully have an option of Vietnamese.
Như vậy thì cộng đồng người Việt nói chung có thể làm gì để mà giúp phụ huynh trong vấn đề này?
So the school is currently advertising to hire for Vietnamese teachers for next year, 2020.
Uh-huh.
But because, again, the school has a new principal and she has only started advertising through the department, and as the reasons before explained, that, you know, if because there's a bad reputation, we need to find other ways to let the teaching, Vietnamese teaching community, know that the school is a safe place to work.
Mm-hmm.
and staff will be supported, and the community will support the program, and the school council will do as much as possible to not repeat the same mistakes.
Mm.
So we want to let the Vietnamese teaching community know that don't be afraid to work at Footscray Primary, but we're also trying to reach out to the community to let these teachers know that they can apply to work at the school. So and hopefully, if they don't do that through the department's job advertising, they can do that directly either through myself or directly to the school. Yes, but we need to find other ways of reaching out to the Vietnamese teaching community and to give them confidence that they can work at the school and not be undermined. I guess it's important to say that teachers have to be qualified to teach in Victoria in order to work at the school. The community is also starting to make audiobooks in Vietnamese as a resource for the teaching staff. And we're also wanting to translate English books into Vietnamese. So there are things that the community can support with. So they can either contact myself directly or contact the school directly. So we ask the community to support this, because these are the things that we can do to make the program stronger and prove to the government, to the department, that there are many Vietnamese teachers, and there's many in the community that will help make the program a success, because it has been a success before. It won education awards in 2008. It won multicultural government awards in 2009. So the program was an award-winning, successful program before the previous principal took over. So the program can be a success. We just need the right support and leadership. But it's really significant for the community, because if we lose it, then it's very hard to get it back. And there are more Japanese and Italian bilingual programs, schools, but this is the only Vietnamese bilingual school. There is one in Richmond, but it's very small. It's a Mandarin and Vietnamese bilingual school, but there's only one teacher in the Vietnamese stream in Richmond, so it's very small, and it's not the same as having the program in Footscray. It's a much richer experience if the community can have this Vietnamese program for years to come, because you know, my children will finish study in a few years, and it won't benefit them anymore, but it will benefit many generations if we save it now. Yep.
Like, share, comment. Hãy đồng hành cùng SBS Tiếng Việt trên Facebook.